Scorpio sun signs and Scorpio rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for July 2019. And you are on fire, Scorpio. In the month of June, you were moving through the Knight of Wands. You were learning to really come home to your strut, this sense of ownership, this sense of letting it actually feel light, loose, libidinous, really good in your body, whatever area of your life you were able to find that in, that question of creative libido, that it doesn't always have to be a sexual energy. It's the energy of generation, the energy of having something to bring up and out of your channel with your flavor. And the card that you're stepping into in the month of July, the King of Wands, is a very natural extension of that. The kings are quite literally the quartet that ends the deck in the tarot. They are master level energies. They are, you know, in some senses, the farthest that we travel with a particular element. And so there's a kind of saturation point with the fire energy for you this month, but it's literally like, you know, something, and you can, whatever image you want to seize upon, where you cannot stop the flow anymore. Whether it's rapids, whether it's something like rising to the surface, almost like a scream or a cry or an orgasm or some sort of inevitable energy where you're right at that level of momentum where you kind of push over the edge and you can't hold back. So there's a feeling of unleashing something for you this month, July, in of July, Scorpio, and you don't even have to think it. You know, fire energy, when it's really burning brightly and clearly and cleanly, you know, it can be obviously quite destructive, but it can also be this kind of actually really deliciously non-egoic, non-considered, non-analytical energy that literally just ignites itself. And so there's this feeling of when you're in this energy of unleashing something, of bringing something up and out this month, there's a kind of release in that too. There's a kind of catharsis. You know, anything, any sort of area of your life that's felt a little bit stuck, a little bit tweaky, a little bit, you know, too overly analytical, whatever it is, there's a chance this month to find catharsis in creation. And it doesn't have to be this like big, deep, watery. I mean, although like the cosmos' energies are certainly watery this month, but it doesn't have to be this tear fest or this like, let's heal it or let's really get in there. It can be a kind of invigorated, almost roller coaster feeling. There's this like amusement park energy that's available for you this month where you're locked into the ride. You've paid your money, you put your ticket in, and off you go. And there's an unstoppable quality. So where can you harness that unstoppable energy in your life? It doesn't have to be huge and bombastic and overblown or like the biggest, most glorious creative project you've ever launched or the, you know, the love affair you've been waiting your whole life to embark on, but a kind of unstoppable momentum. Where can you identify that in your life? And where can you trust in it? And literally just let it move you and let yourself move your own life forward in the process. So I'm wishing you a really invigorated and alive month of July, and I will speak with you soon.